So shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come, when it shall come for my hire before thy face. Every one that is not speckled and spotted among the goats, and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, It is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And it shall be, if it make the answer of peace, and open unto thee, then it shall be that all the people that is found therein shall be tributaries unto thee, and they shall serve thee. And they shall answer and say, Our hands have not shed this blood, neither have our eyes seen it. Then shall his brother's wife come unto him in the presence of the elders, and loose his shoe from off his foot, and spit in his face, and shall answer and say, So shall it be done unto that man that will not build up his brother's house. Cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and putteth it in a secret place. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen. Then ye shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off. And these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel for ever. Her wise ladies answered her, Yea, she returned, answered to herself. And if any man said unto him, Let them not fail to burn the fat presently, and then take as much as thy soul desireth. Then he would answer him, Nay, but thou shalt give it me now, and if not, I will take it by force. Then said David to Jonathan, Who shall tell me? Or what if thy father answered thee roughly? And he could not answer Abner a word again, because he feared him. So Gad came to David and told him, and said unto him, Shall 7 years of famine come unto thee in thy land? Or wilt thou flee 3 months before thine enemies while they pursue thee? Or that there be 3 days pestilence in thy land? Now advise and see what answer I shall return to him that sent me. And they shall answer, Because they forsook the Lord their God, who brought forth their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and have taken hold upon other gods, and have worshipped them, and served them. Therefore hath the Lord brought upon them all this evil. And King Rehoboam consulted with the old men that stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, and said, How do ye advise that I may answer this people? And they spake unto him, saying, If thou wilt be a servant unto this people this day, and wilt serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be thy servants for ever. And he said unto them, What counsel give ye, that we may answer this people who have spoken to me, saying, Make the yoke which thy father did put upon us lighter. It came to pass when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice, nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. Then he said to Gehazi, Gird up thy loins, and take my staff in thine hand, and go thy way. If thou meet any man, salute him not. And if any salute thee, answer him not again. And lay my staff upon the face of the child. But the people held their peace, and answered him not a word, for the king's commandment was, saying, Answer him not. And King Rehoboam took counsel with the old men that had stood before Solomon his father, while he yet lived, saying, What counsel give ye me to return answer to this people? And he said unto them, What advice give ye, that we may return answer to this people, which has spoken to me, saying, Ease somewhat the yoke that thy father did put upon us? And the young men that were brought up with him spake unto him, saying, Thus shalt thou answer the people that spake unto thee, saying, Thy father made our yoke heavy, but make thou it somewhat lighter for us. Thus shalt thou say unto them, My little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. Then sent the king an answer unto Rehum the chancellor, and to Shimshai the scribe, and to the rest of their companions that dwell in Samaria, and unto the rest beyond the river, Peace, and at such a time. But the eye of their God was upon the elders of the Jews, that they could not cause them to cease, till the matter came to Darius. And then they returned answer by letter concerning this matter. And thus they returned us answer, saying, We are the servants of the God of heaven and earth, and build the house that was builded these many years ago, which a great king of Israel builded and set up. And I said unto them, We after our ability have redeemed our brethren the Jews, which were sold unto the heathen. And will ye even sell your brethren, or shall they be sold unto us? Then held they their peace, and found nothing to answer. Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer, Go, call now, if there be any that will answer thee, and to which of the saints wilt thou turn? If he will contend with him, he cannot answer him one of a thousand. How much less shall I answer him, and choose out my words to reason with him? Whom, though I were righteous, yet would I not answer, but I would make supplication to my judge. For he is not a man as I am, that I should answer him, and we should come together in judgment. Then call thou, and I will answer, or let me speak, and answer thou me. Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire to the work of thine hands. I called my servant, and he gave me no answer. I entreated him with my mouth. Therefore do my thoughts cause me to answer, and for this I make haste. I have heard the check of my reproach, and the spirit of my understanding causeth me to answer. I would know the words which he would answer me, and understand what he would say unto me. What then shall I do when God riseth up? And when he visiteth, what shall I answer him? Oh, that one would hear me! Behold, my desire is that the Almighty would answer me, and that mine adversary had written a book. So these three men ceased to answer Job, because he was righteous in his own eyes. Also against his three friends was his wrath kindled, because they had found no answer, and yet had condemned Job. When Elihu saw that there was no answer in the mouth of these three men, then his wrath was kindled. Now he hath not directed his words against me, neither will I answer him with your speeches. Said, I will answer also my part, I also will show mine opinion. I will speak that I may be refreshed. I will open my lips and answer. If thou canst answer me, set thy words in order before me, stand up. Behold, in this thou art not just. I will answer thee that God is greater than man. If thou hast anything to say, answer me, speak, for I desire to justify thee. I will answer thee, and thy companions with thee. There they cry, but none giveth answer, because of the pride of evil men. Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. Shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him? He that reproveth God, let him answer it. Behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay mine hand upon my mouth. Once have I spoken, but I will not answer. Yea, twice, but I will proceed no further. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. By terrible things and righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea. In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. Delivered, save with thy right hand, and answer me. God hath spoken, so shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. A Psalm of David. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it! The heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. The preparations of the heart in man, and the answer of the tongue, is from the Lord. that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee? Every man shall kiss his lips that giveth a right answer. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. My son, be wise, and make my heart glad, that I may answer him that reproacheth me. A servant will not be corrected by words, for though he understand, he will not answer. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. My soul failed when he spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. What shall one then answer the messengers of the nation? That the Lord hath founded Zion, and the poor of his people shall trust in it. For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. Thou shalt weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When he shall hear it, he will answer thee. But they held their peace, and answered him not a word. For the king's commandment was, saying, Answer him not. For I beheld, and there was no man, even among them, and there was no counselor, that when I asked of them, could answer a word. They bear him upon the shoulder, they carry him, and set him in his place, and he standeth. From his place shall he not remove. Yea, one shall cry unto him, yet can he not answer, nor save him out of his trouble. Wherefore, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke I dry up the sea. I make the rivers a wilderness. Their fish stinketh because there is no water, and dieth for thirst. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, therefore will I number you to the sword, and ye shall all bow down to the slaughter. Because when I called, ye did not answer. When I spake, ye did not hear, but did evil before mine eyes, and did choose that wherein I delighted not. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. I also will choose their delusions, and will bring their fears upon them. Because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear. But they did evil before mine eyes, and chose that in which I delighted not. And it shall come to pass when he shall say, Wherefore doeth the Lord our God all these things unto us? Then shalt thou answer them, Like as ye have forsaken me, and served strange gods in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in a land that is not yours. Therefore thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken to thee. Thou shalt also call unto them, but they will not answer thee. Then they shall answer, because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord their God, and worshipped other gods, and served them. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Then Jeremiah the prophet said unto them, I have heard you. Behold, I will pray unto the Lord your God according to your words. And it shall come to pass that whatsoever thing the Lord shall answer you, I will declare it unto you. I will keep nothing back from you. Then Jeremiah said unto all the people, to the men and to the women, and to all the people which had given him that answer, saying, Therefore speak unto them, and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Every man of the house of Israel that setteth up his idols in his heart, and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols. For every one of the house of Israel, or of the stranger that sojourneth in Israel, which separateth himself from me, and setteth up his idols in his heart, and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to a prophet to inquire of him concerning me, I, the Lord, will answer him by myself. And it shall be, when they say unto thee, Wherefore sighest thou? That thou shalt answer, For the tidings, because it cometh, and every heart shall melt, and all hands shall be feeble, and every spirit shall faint, and all knees shall be weak as water. Behold, it cometh, and shall be brought to pass, saith the Lord God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, Behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith, and I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. Then shall the seers be ashamed, and the diviners confounded. Yea, they shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer of God. I will stand upon my watch, and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. For the stone shall cry out of the wall, and the beam out of the timber shall answer it. And one shall say unto him, What are these wounds in thine hands? Then he shall answer, Those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. And no man was able to answer him a word, neither durst any man from that day forth ask him any more question. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered, or athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And Jesus answered and said unto them, I will also ask of you one question, and answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? Answer me. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. Neither wist they what to answer him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. And when they bring you unto the synagogues and unto magistrates and powers, take ye no thought how or what thing ye shall answer, or what ye shall say. When once the master of the house is risen up, and has shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. And they could not answer him again to these things. And he answered and said unto them, I will also ask you one thing, and answer me. And they could not take hold of his words before the people, and they marveled at his answer, and held their peace. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. And if I also ask you, ye will not answer me, nor let me go. Then said they unto him, Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? And went again into the judgment hall, and saith unto Jesus, Whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer. Then Paul, after that the governor had beckoned unto him to speak, answered, Forasmuch as I know that thou hast been of many years a judge unto this nation, I do the more cheerfully answer for myself. To whom I answered, It is not the manner of the Romans to deliver any man to die before that he which is accused have the accusers face to face and have license to answer for himself concerning the crime laid against him. I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before thee, touching all the things whereof I am accused of the Jews. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Mine answer to them that do examine me is this, For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance, and not in heart. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. At my first answer no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ,